Welcome to Discomfort Inn with me. Not as always, because the last 2 weeks. Well, yes, I guess last week, technically, we were together. We weren't together. We played the first episode, so we were together, but we weren't here recording, so we weren't together.
Yeah.
But the people listening are like, wow, together. Yeah. But last week before, it was myself and Rodney, Norman, and Brandon. Brandon did not step it up. It was all about weddings, and he barely spoke. The man does.
That's where DJ. He works.
Yeah. Who knows? I guess you know, you didn't want to talk inside baseball too much. I don't know. But it was a fun episode anyway. But back with me, Sasha Makita.
Hello, everyone.
And we're here to talk about what makes you uncomfortable at the beach. I hate the beach.
I hate everything about the beach.
I grew up basically on a beach because my grandfather lived on the beach and we would see him every weekend. And I love my memories of my grandfather, but I never was a fan. I like everything about it. People are like, oh, must be great. You get to go to swim. I'm like, yeah, but I'd rather a pool. You get to go play in the sand. Like, it's hot and it's weird and it's in my butt. Like, I never really liked anything about the beach. I'm not someone that likes to go sunbathing. I'm not someone that likes to go picnics in the sand. I like solid ground. I don't like trick ground. I don't like a ground where my feet can sink in. I don't like it at all. I am not a fan of the beach.
I don't like spending hours getting red and oily and just collecting sand in various parts of my body.
No.
It sucks. Everything about it sucks.
You're dirtier. I don't like going somewhere where I'm dirtier after I'm done.
Yeah. You're directly in the sun, which for white bald fellows like us is no picnic. And then, like, you might want to cool down and go in the ocean, but also, like, monsters and snakes and shit live in the ocean.
And you say, like, it's the saying, no picnic, but, man, a picnic at the beach sucks. There's sand in your food.
A picnic at the beach is no picnic.
There's no picnic at all. And you have the asshole can always go, it really is a sandwich, because there's fucking sand in your food.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I don't like any of it. So, from the beginning, obviously, it's two guys that grew up in Connecticut, so it's not like where we know. You might be like, well, have you ever been to the beaches of Aruba? Well, have you ever gone and fucked yourself? Either question, I don't care. I'm just talking about the experience. I don't care about your pristine, super rich, fancy. That's not because that's a good beach. They've made places that are super expensive and for like the high and elite people. They've taken the shit part of beaches away and made it better for you. Like, if you have a black guy in a pool serving you a drink, you're not at the beach. You're near a beach, and you're kind of racist. I mean, we're talking about the trip of going to a beach like a normal people do on a weekend, families and shit like that.
Yeah, near the beach is a whole different thing.
Yes.
But if there's a pool and you could still see the ocean and it's like, oh, hey, that looks pretty over there, but I'll stay over here in this poolside bar, that's nice.
Yeah, if you like your view from a hotel room so you can see the beach, but you always stay in the hotel room, we're not talking to you. That's not uncomfortable. That's fantastic, but that's not what we're talking about. So I guess to get right into it, I'm not happy when anyone ever suggests go to the beach. That is not a fun time to me. We're in the time of year now, 4th of July, people think about that all the time. I hate beach. I hate crowds. So those two things go hand in hand for the most part anyway.
Oh, and another thing that I hate, fireworks.
Anything, any event that takes place at a beach,
yeah,
it makes me very uncomfortable.
That's like the majority of the times I ever get invited to a beach is for like 4th of July fireworks. And it just combines everything I hate into one activity.
Sand, fire, trash.
Loud noises.
Yeah, it's not good. Now this, I know every week I sit here and I say to any guest or Stosh, whatever, this shit isn't a podcast about what we hate. It's a podcast about what makes us uncomfortable. I'm not going to get mad at that this week. But I hate the beach so much that my hatred comes from my uncomfortability. So a lot of this is going to sound like hate. But I will talk about what makes me uncomfortable, but it makes me uncomfortable to the point where I hate it. When we talked about restaurants a couple weeks ago, just thinking of uncomfortable, but I didn't hate them. You know what I mean? When someone comes up to me and asks me what I'm eating while I'm chewing on it, I don't hate that. It just makes me uncomfortable. The beach, everything about it. From the moment I know that, just even having to go. When I was a kid and my mom would say, we're going to the beach. A, that's what you do when you're poor because that's a vacation because you can just go there. Now, I mean, especially for like some beaches, they charge you for parking, whatever. For the most part, it's one of the places you can go when you have no money. You can go and do a day. That's why I understand that aspect of it. But even having to go, all the preparation that is needed, all the things that we have to do just made me uncomfortable. Like, make sure you have your bathing suit. Make sure you have shoes you can wear in the sand. Make sure you can have, you know, this toy or that toy. Because if you don't bring anything, you're just going to hate life anyways. You're packing the car so much for what legitimately is going to be, I don't know, at the most 3 hours of just a day of trying to kill boredom at a place that's supposed to be fun on its own.
Slow roasting yourself.
Yeah.
You know what's poison? The sun.
The sun. The sun. And you know what's bad for sun? When you have water that's filled with salt in your body.
Yep.
Yeah. You're just drying out your dumb person. It's not a good place. I don't like it. But we'll try to get into the uncomfortability part. I think we're going to go to the questions early. Because I think if we, you and I, just start talking about the week, we're already so mad, we're just going to shit on the beach. Which, by the way, I also don't like. Because when I was a kid in Cheshire, Connecticut, there was a, they call it a beach, but it's a pond with sand at it. Yeah. I don't know if that's a beach, but like Shelton has that too. There's places that do big ponds or lakes and they put sand at it. I guess a beach is just sand near water. I usually think of the ocean, but there was that. But in there was a place called Mixville in Cheshire. And when you've lived in the town, you could pay to belong to it, whatever.
Yeah.
But Cheshire mostly had money, so people mostly belonged to like country clubs, went to real pools. But we would go to that one. And so I'd go to that too, Mixville. And man, there would always be people. You'd see them walk into the water. And I know a lot of the questions. I'm getting this out of the way now because I know most of the things on Facebook are going to be about this. I just don't want to talk about it anymore. But yeah, obviously it makes me and everyone uncomfortable when someone goes to the bathroom in the water at the beach. Yes, when they're standing there and staring at you and you see bubbles and they're smiling, they're peeing. But I remember when I was, you said shit on a beach. I remember when I was there at Mixville one time and I saw a poop pop up because somebody went in there and decided to poop in there.
Yeah, I saw my buddy 70s Vin do that one time. Grossed me out. To this day, it grosses me out.
Yeah, it floats up and you can't, and there's no cleaning that. You're like, oh, just swim somewhere else. That's in there. And I understand you're going to tell me that animals live in there and do it, but whatever. We're already accustomed to that.
Yeah, the pee thing I have no issue with. When I pee in the water, I always disguise it by swimming. Honestly, that's how you can tell I'm peeing, because that's the only time I actually swim when I'm in the water.
So I should be uncomfortable if I ever see you swim.
Yeah, for sure. That's me trying to disguise a piss.
All right. So let's get to the Facebook people that were kind enough to talk to us and see what they have to say about being uncomfortable at the beach.
Matt Thompson says, my nipples are aggressively large for my frame.
All right. So that's pretty specific about himself. That doesn't make – I'm uncomfortable him sharing that.
Yeah, that one ties into Johnny Benson, though, which is taking my shirt off and seeing other people with their shirt off.
I think one of the biggest issues most people have with the beach, the reason why people say they're working on their summer body, their beach body, all that stuff, is because there's the shaming. They're so self-shaming. They're being ashamed of who they are.
Yeah.
And I when I go to a beach, I know my shirt has to come off, so I don't have an issue with it. I know what I am, what I look like. I'm in the best shape I've been in, still not like some weird body shape. But my one issue is I am a hairy man, and I always hated it when I was younger. My dad had this friend that would come to my grandfather's house when we go to the beach, and his name was Eddie. I forget his last name, but we called him Uncle Chewy. Chewbacca, because he looked like he was wearing a sweater, and he would go in the water and he'd come out, it would be matted down like a dog. And I always hated that. And then when I got older, I'm like that, but I'm hairy enough where I know when I go swimming or anywhere, beach or whatever, I hate being the hairy guy, not only because it looks weird to other people and I feel weird and a little bit ashamed, but then I know people look uncomfortable because if I sit in the sand, now sand is on my wet chest hair and that looks weird to them, and they're like, does he have glitter on? I just think I make people uncomfortable because I'm hairy. And therefore, if I think I'm making them uncomfortable, then I feel uncomfortable. I don't look at people when they're at the beach myself. I try to look down because, A, if you're looking at women, you're a creep. If you're looking at men, it's like you're like, they're like, what are you looking at? Do I look weird? So I just try not to make eye contact, and hopefully I don't make eye contact with me. I'm just nervous at the beach as it is. So I understand that. But taking my shirt off, I think it's weirder when you have your shirt on. Everyone has their shirt off. So to me, you're kind of saying, look at me, my shirt's on.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. The shirt stays on. I would wear my shirt in the shower if I...
Oh, so you at a beach, you wear a shirt.
Hell yeah, dude. I take it off if I go in the water.
No, that doesn't happen. Do you have one of those swim shirts?
No.
All right.
No. But
so when you swim, do you wear a bathing suit? And no shirt when you swim.
No, every time I've swam at the beach, it was like a girl talked me into it. Right. And I had just like shorts on or something, and I just wore those in, you know, and it's peer pressure. I've only swam on the beach through peer pressure 100% of the time. Normally, I would just like to sit in my shirt in the shade if I could find any, like under an umbrella or something, and just wait out this beach trip.
Yeah, I get that whole the body thing, and because the people that want to go to the beach the most usually people that look good at the beach. That's their whole thing. They want to buy. I even think it's odd.
That's where they're in charge.
Well, I think it's odd that we, you know, uncomfortable that we even decided as a society that the clothing that's made for a beach is supposed to be quote unquote sexy. That's a weird combination because I don't think of the beach as a sexy place. But you're like, well, they're going to, you should wear less clothing. Well, I don't understand why. You can make scuba suits are the best thing to swim in. I don't know why, but that wasn't the first thing. Everyone wears a scuba suit. That's what you should wear, so you're swimming and you're protected.
I think it's also because people usually swim when they're hot.
I understand that it's supposed to be hot, but I also, today it's hot and I went outside, but I didn't wear a bikini. You know what I mean? You go outside and it's warm, you can still wear clothes. They should make clothes that have like short sleeves, stuff like that. But also the sun, your skin can be protected more if you're wearing something. I think it's odd that we chose that.
Because back in the day, like women used to wear those, if cartoons are to be believed, women used to wear those weird one-piece things that went down to their knees or whatever. But I think at some point we made like a societal deal where the beach is where you could go to look at people in their underwear.
That's what I'm saying. And it became like a creepy thing and therefore made people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So now think about how many people go to a gym in the winter to get ready for their beach bod, for their summer body, to look good just for a fucking event they're barely going to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're excited. You're gonna see someone that you like in a bikini, or you're like wondering, like, what's that guy look like with, you know, when he's got no shirt on and in a bathing suit, whatever. Like that people are excited about that kind of thing, which is a weird thing, and which therefore then makes most people that just want to go to the beach and be near the water or something uncomfortable because they didn't work out all year so they could do a thing for an hour, which is very odd.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got?
Meg Quinn says pubes hanging out the side of swimsuits.
That's gross.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, listen, that makes everyone uncomfortable. That's not – I know she's saying it as seeing someone's pubes.
Yeah.
But I'm also guessing the person that has crazy pubes has been uncomfortable from the start, and they go to buy bathing suits. They really can't find one that works out best for them. And I'm assuming they're talking about a female. I'm assuming that Meg is saying when she sees females, because a guy, if he's got crazy bush, he should be wearing trunks, not like a Speedo.
Yeah.
If he's rocking the Mad Fro.
Even like the European Speedo style tends to cover up the whole pube part, you know?
They're just really crazy on there, but then they shouldn't be wearing that outfit. Yeah. A woman, they make those things very small. It's hard if they want to have any hair at all there. That's uncomfortable, and they shouldn't have that. I think that's why they have those fun little smock things now they wear, like the little fancy lady capes they wear on the beach.
Yeah, little skirt.
Whatever they have going on there. But yeah, that would make me uncomfortable, and I'm sure it makes them uncomfortable going to the beach. Like, oh God, I didn't know we were going to the beach. Someone's like, we gotta go. I got my bathing suit. Like, oh, I didn't shave. I gotta go. And the kids in their car yelling, and they gotta. That's where you just wear shorts, I guess. But yeah, anything like that. Any body hair. Body hair makes me uncomfortable. I'm somebody with body hair, but it makes me uncomfortable. Wet body hair is worse. Body hair I should normally see.
I get more uncomfortable, less about like pubes hanging out of bathing suits, than like guys with excessive shoulder and back hair. That's a rough look.
That's a rough look too. But I guess that's their pubic hair hanging out. I mean, that's like a woman's hanging out of her pants. That would be the equivalent. Because a guy, you're like, oh, he's just gross. But yeah, like a tuft on the shoulder, you don't want that. You don't want like the Bermuda Triangle, which I have in my back with the three. There's a hair on top and then two on the sides. And don't like a triangle of doom in my back.
That's another reason I hate taking my shirt off, because I know how gross it is when I have to look at shoulder hair, and I don't want to expose other people to my shoulder hair, and I certainly don't want to shave my shoulders to go to some dumb beach.
Yeah, I don't ever want to shave anything from my body. I don't even know how to do that, but then I see shirtless dudes, and I'm just like, I mean, a shirtless dude, and they're like just hairless. I'm like, you were made for the beach, and I was. That's evolution, right? I think some people are made for the beach, some people aren't, and I'm just not.
People who grew up, who come from cultures near the water.
Sexy cultures, body hair. Yeah.
Waxy mountain cultures. And rock people like us have weird fucking
body. Yeah. We're the people that when the world ends, we come out from under the dirt earth and go, okay, let's take the things. You know, we're the drippers. What we got?
I can't tell if this is a joke or not, but Carrie come on, Boudreaux.
Oh, that's my sister, Carrie Boudreaux.
Boudreaux, okay. Says getting attacked by seagulls.
Oh, that's real. We grew up on the beach, and we would go there every weekend. The seagulls would. That's the thing. I don't even know. People go, "Oh, look, seagulls like bread stuff." Seagulls also like bread and stuff. When you're by the water, and your family's like, "Here, eat your food by the water."
Yeah.
Seagulls will come down and try to get your food. And when you're a little kid and you're sitting there and you're holding a sandwich,
you're holding a ham and cheese.
Yeah, because you have your parents gave you that to go walk around and go eat your cheeseburger or whatever with a roll.
All of a sudden, some tiny dinosaurs trying to steal it from you, flying at you and going after you.
They would attack us, and we would run at them. Like, I'd try to scare them, but these seagulls, the ones in on Long Island Sound, they're not afraid of shit. They'll come right at you and attack. I hate birds, and I hate beach birds.
Yeah,
I hate any animal at the beach. Horseshoe crabs. All that stuff.
Oh, man.
You want to get jellyfish? Gross, there's some of the scariest things that you don't know how to fight are at the beach. I don't want to be afraid. We've talked in the past about fighting animals, but I don't ever want to fight them. But the beach animals are the ones you can't. I can't fight anything that swims. I can't fight anything that flies. I don't know how to fight those things. And they can hurt you. Jellyfish makes me super uncomfortable. Because that not only because they can sting you and you're afraid and you don't always see them.
Yeah.
But also because there are people out there that think that the cure is pee. And now people are waiting to pee on me when you do find out that's not the cure. And now people just want to pee on me to help me. And I don't want pee on me or a jellyfish or anything.
Yeah, I've never seen a jellyfish in my life until it was pointed out to me. So there's no way I would ever go into jellyfish water. I don't.
Along the sun, right in Milford. They're all over us.
I can't pay attention like that. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, people be like, look out, there's a jellyfish, and that'll be what saved me. So it's like, why would I go anywhere near that?
That jellyfish, birds out there, when you step into a bunch of seaweed, I've never felt like more squirmish. It's like, I that's gross. I can't. It's unpredictable waters.
It's full of monsters.
It's a nightmare. It is a goddamn nightmare. It's a horror movie. Creature. If you were going to make up a creature for a movie and just draw it like a scary thing or a comic book, you would draw a jellyfish. Like, oh, it's a brain with hands. It's like it's fucking frightening. Yeah. And seagulls they're not attractive birds. They're like, ah, and they want your shit. They're bums. They're flying bums. They're like, we want your bread. I don't want flying bums coming at me.
No, land bums are tough enough to get land to leave you alone. But
yeah.
Flying bums?
Flying bums are the worst kind of bums.
That's scary.
Yeah.
This is probably a huge problem for parents now that I never really thought of, but Melissa Carrera says people playing inappropriate music that's way too loud.
I don't think just for parents. I think it's for anyone. I mean, I just thought it was always odd that would the whole culture of the boombox at the beach.
Yeah.
It's like when people listen to
the radio, it probably wasn't that big of an issue, but now, like, it's like if there's teenagers at the beach, every song is going to be like, eat my pussy.
Well, suck I mean, you know what? Some of, like, even when you're growing up, I mean, you played NWA. I mean, that's always with the music. To me, what bothers me the most about that is that the beach is one of those places where people feel like that, you know, the way I want to enjoy my experience, too bad if other people don't want that to be their experience.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I'm going to play music out loud.
Headphones still work on the beach.
Yeah, or I'm going to spread all this shit out here. Or I'm going to play volleyball right the fuck in front of you. Or my kids are going to run around this. Or we're going to dig a hole right next to you and fucking move shit. But yeah, the music part, what if I want to go there and just read a book, which I don't. People like doing that shit. Go read a book. I don't want loud-ass music, inappropriate or not. But yeah, just having any kind of music out loud.
So if I want music. People like to go read a book in the middle of a fucking pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Like, reading, it takes enough concentration when you're not sweating and turning red.
I don't like – I'm very uncomfortable just being still. I need to do things. So to me, the beach is the worst anyway. So just lay there and when someone's like, I'm just going to go get some sun. I'm like, I'd rather go for a run and then it happened to get sun on me. Or like, I'm going to go read a book next to a pool or the beach. And I'm like, why? If I want to read a book, I want to do it inside in the most comfort possible, the best lighting possible and all that. You can't even see. You know what I mean? Especially if you're trying to read like a Kindle or something with the glare, you can't see that at all. So if you're reading a regular book, you got sand in the book, you turn the pages, the glare is weird. It just makes no sense.
Gross.
I don't like it at all. But yeah, yeah. Anything loud, the distractions. People. I remember when I was younger.
I wonder if that's like to readers what, like for athletic people running on the beaches. Because you're going there and reading in an environment that's less than desirable. Like, so.
Yeah, but running on the beach is supposed to be, for people that really do it, you're running on the beach usually without socks because it strengthens your ankles and things like that. I don't think that reading on the beach strengthens your eye muscles.
Like, you think fighting off all the distractions and the heat and everything will really make you good at reading?
No, I think that'll make you not get any of the point of the book you're reading. You're just keeping the reset. I like that. You're like, what if there's extreme reading? What if they're doing that?
I think it'd be great for like the X Games.
Just extreme reading. This guy read in a tornado once. He's the best.
Kelsey Kerrigan says having to drive home all hot and tired and sun-beaten afterwards.
The ride home is the worst. When you leave the beach, when you go there, there's like hope of a good time and maybe seeing some fun things and swimming. You stupidly all get to, when you go with other people, you get excited, you're all happy. But when it's time to pack all that shit up, you got to take the fucking blanket you had, you know, dust it all off, get sand out of everything, collect all your garbage, or people are going to shame you for leaving garbage somewhere, find all the toys, find all the humans you're with. For some reason, you know, when you pack the car to go there, you fold it, you put it in nice, and everything fits wonderfully. But to go back, you're lazier now, so now shit's not fitting, you're more crammed in, you got that cooler that doesn't have all the great things you thought it had in it at the beginning. You're
breaking things just to fit it in the car.
Just to shove it into the car. You're getting sand in the car. You're getting yelled at. Sit on a towel. Don't just sit on the seat. Put a towel under the seat. Well, the towel's wet, too. You're getting the seat wet. And it's all this, everybody's irritable, and then you're like, you want to stop for ice cream? Like, we're shirtless. We don't want ice cream now. You're not going to make the day better. It sucks. And then you're driving back and you're exhausted, you're tired, you're dehydrated. It stinks. The ride home is the worst. And it reminds you that you should have never gone.
Yeah. It's just time to reflect on what a poor decision you made.
It's like if you went on a date and the date was bad, but then on your way home, you got a flat tire. Like the car is saying you shouldn't have gone. And by the way, asshole, here's your punishment. That's what it's doing. She's 100% right. The ride home is worse than the ride there. At least the ride there always has a bit of hope. Even if you had that experience, you stupidly go a couple months later going, this year will be different. Like, no, it will not be. You also realize that you walk, you're walking back. The other thing too, going there, you got your shoes on, you do whatever, you get out of the car, you got all the stuff, you get to the sand, then you go, oh, is it too hot? Maybe I'll walk in shoes for a minute. When you're leaving, you're like, do I want to wash off my feet? Do I put shoes on? So you don't wash off your feet, or you don't put the shoes back on, you put the shoes on, and you're walking, leaving the hot sand, now going to the hotter asphalt, or the dirt sidewalk, the path they made, or walking on the splintery bridge that leads you to whatever, then going to the parking lot, and that's when you realize, oh, wow, we parked a lot farther back than we thought we did.
Yeah.
Now we can't even find the car. Your feet are hurting. You're carrying stuff. You're dropping things. It's a nightmare.
You're alternating between hot asphalt or gravel. Oh. Your other option.
Yeah, your feet are hurting. Then you want to try to put the shoes back on. But then when you put the shoes back on, your feet are already burning and it hurts anyway. But then you put them on and now you've got sand and shit in your shoes. And
forever.
Like, forever. Forever. You take a walk 3 days later and you'll find one pebble just inside your toes. Oh, awful.
Yeah, it sucks. Kelsey also says college-aged fuckboys getting plastered and playing Frisbee taking up way more space than is reasonable.
I don't like to go off the subject when we do these podcasts. I've said that many times, but I'm going to need your help for one thing. I've heard the term a million times. What exactly is a fuckboy?
It's kind of turned into an all-encompassing thing.
It's not a boy who fucks. No, it's not a child that we have sex with, right?
No.
It doesn't mean boy in the sense of a child.
It started like rappers used to call each other fuckboy all the time, and it was just like
I thought it meant twink.
It was just like an insult, like calling somebody a bitch.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a tiny person who gets fucked a lot. That's what I thought.
In its current formation, though, it's been co-opted and been turned into like a dude who has a lot of sex.
So what is she saying?
Like a male slut.
So college sluts.
College-age man college sluts.
Boys, she's kind of saying dudes that are into themselves. That's what it had to be. Metrosexuals trying to look all hot. Okay, so read it again. All
right. So college-age fuckboys getting plastered and playing Frisbee taking up way more space than is reasonable.
Oh, so that sounds like she's saying frat boys to me.
Yeah, basically, yeah, frat boys.
Okay.
Think they're the center of the universe.
Isn't that what the beach is for?
to me, people like that. Animals.
Selfish animals are supposed to go to the selfish animal place, take their shirts off, play stupid game, play their music loud, and hit on women. That's where they're supposed to go. Like, I don't think it's supposed to be. I understand that the thought of water in a breeze and all that is relaxing and nice, but I don't think it's for people that want to relax.
Maybe that's why it makes her uncomfortable, because she's not a selfish animal and probably shouldn't be at the beach.
No, that's what I'm saying. So therefore, they make me uncomfortable too, but I think that's what – I'd rather them be there than be when I'm at a restaurant trying to eat and they're screaming and yelling and chugging shots at a fucking Chili's at noon, and or going other places I'm trying to go. It's like, just go to your beach and be nut. I think that's where they're supposed to be. But yeah, I don't like anyone that makes my beach experience their beach experience. When they're like, well, we're here now, we're partying, we have a kid, we're screaming. It's like, all right, easy. You know, I know you're here now, but like, we're not all in someone's house. You're out there. You know, you take your section, do your thing. Mm-hmm. Don't ruin my time. And also ruin my time to the point where I have to like be the old man on the lawn and be like, excuse me, son, can we not do this? And then they're like, you got a problem, old man? I'm like, I didn't, but I'll fight you. I'll beat you up in front of your friend. And now it's a weird thing now. People are mad at me because I'm just ready to fight these people, and the people I'm with are mad. Yeah, we don't need the fuck men. The fuck men don't need to do any of that stuff.
I mean, it's a tale as old as time, dude. You go to the beach, you're trying to have a good time. You know, you go to return a soccer ball back to a girl, but her ex-boyfriend and his karate gang are giving you a hard time. And you get beat up in the middle of the beach.
Tale as old as time. Beauty and the Beach. We just did that.
Oh, damn, dude. Oh,
we did it. I think the show should be over, but we have way more time.
I wish we'd been recording longer. We could have dropped the mic on that shit.
Boom. All right, Angela Lansbury, what's the next one?
AJ Haypenny, a little bit of a repeat, but folks wearing not well-fitted bathing suits. Ties into the pubes
that's
one.
But that's a little different. I wonder what he means by not well-fitting. Now, they can go many ways of that.
Yeah. I think my theory is that he thinks well-fitting would be a little bit of room and not little tidy-whitey Speedo shorts.
Oh, so he's thinking like, you know, just tiny, but they're okay. And I thought he meant like portly fellas all cramming into last year's suit, and they didn't realize they gained an extra 20. Because I'll see that a lot. Like a guy who has a bathing suit on, but you're still seeing his ass crack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan of that. And especially because his back, he's been in the beach for 2 hours trying to set up little tents for his family or trying to build sandcastles for everyone. So he's been hunched over. So his back is red like a lobster's back.
Mm-hmm.
But then he bends over and his ass crack is bright as white. And it's got a weird contrast.
He gained a little weight. His belly now pushes his waistband off of the waist. So everything hangs a little lower, which means you have to see the stupid like upper pubic area and the ass crack all around. It's just a bad business.
That happened. Listen, I couldn't tell you the last time I purchased a bathing suit. My two bathing suits I have now are actually hand-me-down bathing suits from another adult. Brandon Smith was like, hey, you lost weight. I have like 30 of them. I've never worn these two. I happen to have – he goes to the beach all the time doing paddle boating and wakeboarding and all those kind of things on boats. He's always – he lives a minute from the beach, so he has bathing suits. But I have two that were his. I haven't bought any. I thank God they have the strings. Because now I just have to tie it to its tightest when I put it on.
In my adult life, I don't think I've ever bought a bathing suit when I wasn't on my way to to the beach. Like, okay, I'll stop at Dick's Sporting Goods or Kmart or something.
I think if you see a man over 35 years old and he's wearing a bathing suit at the beach, you can assume that he either bought it because his wife was like, you better get a bathing suit. We're going now.
He ripped the tags off of it in the parking lot.
Right. Or he's had that one for so long that he doesn't even know if it fits. He's going to try it on in the shower changing room at the beach.
It's a 2002 Old Navy board shorts.
He's putting those on. And he doesn't know what's going to happen with them at all. He doesn't even know there's a hole in them, whatever. He doesn't even know if the netting on the inside, the cradle of the balls, the old banana hammock, that's going to work out for him. But so, of course, that's uncomfortable and not fitting. Now, also, I mean, I know women are more worried about that than ever because their thought of, oh, my God, everyone's going to be looking at me, one piece, two piece, whatever. Am I fitting right in this kind of thing? And to that one, to me, I'm not uncomfortable with that. I understand. I'll never understand what a woman has to go through every day in life going to a beach and having men just trying to go, oh, I thought her ribs would look like that. Yeah, like all super creepy and shit.
Hell yeah.
So I don't like, I can't ever judge that. But if I see a guy wearing like the shorts, like especially because there's a lot of weird bodies. I mean, like it's hard to buy a shorts when you have, like we know people that have thin arms and thin legs and Ethiopian gas bellies. And when you have that thing going on, that's hard to buy a bathing suit because their belly is like a size 46, but their waist is a 38. You know what I mean? Because it's like pops under, so you don't know how to buy the suit without falling all fun.
That's literally me. You're describing me.
I did. I was looking at you. I was saying it to you. I was talking about you.
I have skinny arms, muscular legs, and a 38 waist.
Right. And you don't. What do you buy for that? You know what? A hazmat suit. That's what you buy for it. I have two bathing suits that I'm not always comfortable wearing. You know what else I'm bothered by? And I never thought I'd be this way. Because when I was younger and I played basketball and did like that, you know, long shorts weren't a thing. But now, if I go to a beach and someone's wearing a bathing suit and it's got like the shorts that go to the middle of their thigh, I'm like, a man. Yeah. I'm like, no. They make shorts that go down almost to your knee. You should wear those.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to see thigh.
It's got to be thigh. It's got to be hard to find shorts that go to your knees these days. It seems like they only make like Daisy Duke-ish.
No, for men?
Shorts for men now, yeah.
Oh, really? You know what? That proves I haven't bought it. Actually, no, because you know what? Seamus, my son, he, for, 2 days ago at Target, he bought a bathing suit because he needed to go somewhere. He also bought one of those, man rompers.
Hell yeah.
It looked like Apollo Creed, red, white, and blue, the hood, long sleeves, and it got pants to it. He goes, he went and changed it. He was like, I'm wearing this now. I do this. And I'm like, yeah, I like that you do this. He's got that thing. He's going to wear it to be a dickhead. But, he got that and he got a bathing suit, but the bathing suit all at Target were all to the knee.
Really?
Everything there was to the neck.
Nice.
I didn't see any booties.
I'm basing off of like what I see people wearing, and I've never seen.
Yeah, but you follow like dummies on the internet. Like, I'm sure like Dame Dash wears an eye patch when he goes to the beach.
Oh, yeah. I'm positive he does because it goes with his captain hat and his parrot on his shoulder.
His parrot's also his girlfriend. She's very nice.
He gets full pirated out for the beach, man. That's where the gold is.
Yeah. I would like that. If you're uncomfortable and bathing suits don't fit, dress up like a pirate. We'll know why you are. We're like, okay, they're uncomfortable, but at least they're entertaining.
And then pretend you're looking for gold.
Yeah.
Shovel.
Oh, metal detector people at the beach? Fuck you. Fuck you.
Those are my favorite people.
No.
At least they're working.
No, they're not working. They're weird. They want you to talk to them about their treasure. I don't want to talk to them about their fucking findings. Fuck off.
Somebody talked them into going to the beach and they decided they were going to make money while they were there.
They are the beach's version of the guy who goes to the bar with a handlebar mustache and he wants you to talk to him about his dumb thing. Yeah. He's just like, I did this for this reason. They don't care about finding shit. They're just doing that for that. Fuck them. Fuck metal detectors. Go ahead.
He'd be mad when he finds that treasure.
What the fuck treasure is he going to find? What is he finding?
Another one from Kelsey Kerrigan. Also on more than one occasion, I've had the waves yank my top up, accidentally dumping my tots on the beach.
Her tots?
I think she meant to write tits. But I've read it verbatim because it sounds hilarious to me. But this goes into one.
Whenever I'm swimming after a long day at the cafeteria serving lunch,
yeah,
I got a bunch of tots spilling out.
This goes into one of my favorite things. The only thing maybe I like about the beach is that I've seen a ton of accidental nudity there.
Oh my. We are just disagreeing here. There is nothing that makes me more uncomfortable than accidental nudity.
Oh, that's my
nightmare. I don't want to know that I've now seen a part of you you didn't want me to see. I hate that. So listen, when I go to the beach all the time, my big thing, or even a pool or whatever, go for a swim. My first concern is when you come out of the water, the suction, the moving. I don't want it to, like, you know, like when
it sticks to your penis.
Sticks to your penis.
Yes, that sucks, dude.
I don't want the form. I don't want people to know the outline. No. I don't want them to look at like a topographic map. I don't want that to be there at all. I don't like that. The form, I
like. People already respect me little enough. I don't need to lose even more.
Yeah, and then pulling out that, or for them to like get their hopes up. Yeah. Oh, wait, look at you. Oh my God.
You get a flattering fold or something in there, and they're like, oh.
Look,
and
it's like, look oh, what no. You're producing. Like, nope, that was my knee. My knee was somehow in there.
I'm just set expectations too high.
But yeah.
Excuse me, madam.
Anything there. Like, I know people have gone in the water and jumped back up, and then the shorts were down. You see the ass cracked, almost see the whole deal. That's got to be terrible for a woman with the top coming off. That's some crazy waves. But yeah, that's the last thing you got to be concerned. That's why I also think that there's no point in the two-piece. They're really, besides looks, what's the reasoning? That's just making a woman feel like she can't even swim and she's wearing a swimming outfit.
Yeah.
Like, a one piece is supposed to be there to keep everything in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see. Maybe you're like, I don't want to see anybody's tits.
Oh, man.
I don't.
The only thing I want to see.
I don't want, not the beach. I don't want to see outdoor, sandy. They're not, listen, they're not going to be what you think they are. They're not, if you and I are at a beach, that's not a good beach. And the people that go to the beach aren't going to be the best people. They're not going to be the beach body. They're not the TV folks. They're not the 90210ers.
I don't care if they're good.
They're the 90210ers. That's what they are. I don't want to see that thing.
My goal in life is to see every woman's tits at some point.
Oh.
Regardless of quality. I
don't want to see anyone. I don't
want to collect them.
I don't want to see their boobs, their butts. I don't, men's chest. I don't want to see dicks. I don't see anything.
Oh, dick, same thing, dude.
Nothing. Oh, my God. If a slip of a dick, I don't want to see that ever.
I saw a guy to see dick slips at the beach. I'll take that.
I seen it once. Nice. Speedo popped out. Fucking war helmet sticking right out the side.
Yeah.
Which is a mushroom head. And I was like, what is that? And my mom was like, turn away.
The bad thing about that, though, is sometimes I have seen a bunch of accidental balls at the beach. And that one's rough.
Accidental balls are the worst balls. See, yeah. You don't want to see that.
No, not accidental
balls. Accidental ball. Accidental tot is an accidental ball. Ball, that's all it is. Her tots came out. First of all, real quickly, hero of the day. Thank you, Kelsey. Is it Kelsey you said?
Yeah.
Three, what they call it, Nagi, the hat trick.
Yeah, she's killing it.
And there's three really good ones. Thank you very much. But by the way, I know we say their names. The people that do listen, and then I know some people like to go through the Facebook and see if they do that. Don't go look to see what her tots are about. Just listen to it and leave her alone. She's not your friend now. She's sharing. Don't be creepy.
Yeah, nobody else.
No one's allowed to creep off what we're talking about. These are people sharing. I didn't even think of that. And then,
no one else do that besides me.
Oh, Jesus. All right, tots.
Love the tots. Sarah Bandanza says, when someone decides to set up their spot right on top of you.
Yeah, I mean, I understand when the place is packed and you just got to find that spot. But, yeah. When there's no need to. And you can move out a little bit.
There's a lot of open space and some people decide to come make new friends. It's like, I didn't want to be here with these friends. Why are you trying to make me new friends?
A lot of times it will happen. You'll see. I grew up in a family of like six kids. So if we saw, I know my dad and stepmom saw a family of other big family of kids, they thought like, okay, I think they thought set up next to them because we'll annoy them the least because they're also worried about annoying people. But yeah, what I hate too, and this has happened, like when I would go with my kids when I was younger and they were younger, go with the kids and then somebody who's just like a woman or just like an older couple with no kids, will set up next to us, and then a minute later stare at us like we're assholes for making noise. Like, we were here first, you saw us,
yeah.
And then you decided. Or the assholes who set up their shit too close to the water, and then bitch the whole time the water's coming in.
Yeah.
Do you know how a fucking beach works? It's a tide.
Yeah.
Pull back.
You set up your stuff far, and then maybe bring your chair over towards the water so you get your feet all wet.
By the way, the worst thing in the world, too, is you set up your blanket, you're all good, and then someone walks over, and they're walking with their fucking clodhopper feet, and their feet act like shovels, and they get underneath, and they're just kicking sand, and they're putting it on your fucking towel, and you're gonna lay down.
They don't give a wide enough berth, and they don't understand how flip flops work.
Yeah, or you got to. First of all, I don't ever wear a flip flop. I can't do that. I can't do open foot thing. It's nothing at all. But,
oh yeah, that's another reason why the beach must be terrifying.
Oh, feet! It's horrible. But
it's all feet.
Walk like you're on the moon. Big steps. One small step for sand. One giant leaf for Pat Kine. Don't put any sand on anything. By the way, I'm killing it in the sayings on this podcast. But nice, easy steps. Don't dig in. Those people, too, like to do that. They dig their feet in because they think it's going to be cooler underneath.
Yes.
You're going to have to step up, moron. Just quit. Don't run either. Don't run to the water because your feet are hot. That was your call. You're running. Now you're kicking sand back at me. And now I'm chasing you into the goddamn water. What we got?
Mega Harrison, and maybe you could help explain this one because I didn't know such a thing existed. She said when the sand accumulates in the little bathing suit crotch pocket. I don't know what that is.
Well, I mean, I don't know about female bathing suit.
Yeah.
But I think what she's saying by crotch pocket, trying to have a fun saying, she just means
like those little underwears?
When sand gets in your ass.
Oh.
But I think for a woman, it would be like the thong line or the bathing suit bikini bottom. But for men, it would be that fucking netting. Anything where this,
yeah, the you're sitting, you're fine,
and all of a sudden you feel it in your crotch. And then, you know, what do? You can't pick your ass at the beach. And then you're going to the water, so you think you can pick your ass there. But people are looking at you, and now they're watching you, and, oh, they're touching her butt. And you're not touching, you're trying to fucking make uncomfortability go away. Uh-huh. I think that was her fun way of saying getting sand in your naughty parts, but you can't avoid it now. But how do you get rid of it? You go into the water, but there's bullshit in the water. You're not really cleaning it out.
Yeah.
No, that's the worst. I need the sand anywhere in the clothing. I hate that. You get the worst thing is to go swimming. If I do go to the beach, I want to go in the water. I don't like to spend forever in the water. I swim quick. If I swim, I'm done. That's all I want to do at the beach. Swim, yeah, and then get out.
If I had a vagina, I wouldn't go in that water. There's a lot of living things in that water, and it just seems like there's so much bacteria and shit that could go wrong with a vagina.
Well, they're not nude.
Yeah, but the water still gets through the
bathing. You have a hole in your dick.
Yeah, but it's not nearly.
It's water. The water doesn't care about the size of your fucking entrance. Bacteria doesn't give a shit about that. You're just in much trouble. You got an asshole.
Yeah.
Things are getting in your asshole.
Assholes are watertight, though.
Not that I know of. There's no Thompson water sealer on most assholes.
Yeah, dude. The water has never gotten in my asshole.
Well, you haven't tried hard.
That's a point of pride for me.
Well, you don't know if it's gotten. What you've never sprung a leak. It's never gotten out. You don't know if it's not gotten in.
Oh shit!
Might be in there, right? You might have a whole tank. You filled to the brim.
Accidental beach enema.
Yeah,
that's no good.
Well, or it could smell like a Yankee candle. You never know. It'd be fantastic. But yeah, I get with that. Anything in the sand and the clothing is the worst. When you go to swim and you feel good, then you come back and it's all fucked up.
All right, Supreme Edgelord Brandon Paul Albert Ballinger says people make him uncomfortable at the beach.
Is his name that long?
Brandon Paul Albert Ballinger.
No, you said Supreme.
Supreme Edgelord. That's what I called him because that's his title.
On the thing?
No.
Oh, you just are saying that on your own. That was your own freestyle.
Yeah.
I thought he was
familiar
longest,
with his work. That's.
I do know who he is, but I'm not familiar with his work, but I did not know that was. I thought that was his Facebook name, and I was like, what the fuck? All right, go ahead. What does he have to say?
He just said people.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? I know I asked you to read all of them. But you guys are taking your discretion on that. Yeah, whatever. The people make you uncomfortable at the beach. What about them? That would help us.
It's just like
such podcasts make me uncomfortable.
It's such a hot topic thing to say. You know what I mean? Like that's the kind of comment someone makes when they wear those shirts that says like I do with the voices in my head.
He's just a moody, good Charlotte butt fucker or something. Obviously,
exactly.
People make me uncomfortable. I hate the world. Yeah, what about them? You know what? Dummy, have some specifics. If you're supposed to be a creative person, if you're a comic, whatever. What about them? You want to be funny? Listen, first of all, I'm a comic and I'm better than all of you. So if you're gonna do comments on my post, fucking be funny or don't do it. Just like it like the rest of your fucking dweebs. Okay, go ahead.
Bree Hilt says, naked children. I don't get it.
Yeah.
People are so worried about pedophiles, but fuck it. Let's all laugh and squeal about how cute little Grayson looks.
What is that about?
I don't understand whatsoever.
I've never understood that. Thank you, Bree. That's the winner. That's the winner of all this. There's nothing that makes me more uncomfortable than a naked kid. And then they run around and just, or you know what? Even I'd say too, even when they're just in the diaper. I understand that there really isn't a difference between a diaper and a bathing suit in the coverage. But when a kid, a little girl, and I should.
But if you put a bathing suit over that diaper, it says, we live in a society. We're civilized people.
Yeah. Listen.
That separates us.
I understand that one little bit of bathing suit isn't going to really stop whatever the fuck's happening inside that diaper. But I understand as a child things are going to come out of it. But you're just showing me the diaper. I'm just thinking shit and piss like right away.
Yeah.
And also you're going to change it. It's a nightmare. And just not say the kid running around free, naked. If the kid's that little, that means they're going to pee and shit anyway. Now you're telling me you don't even care where it goes. They're just going to shit and piss.
Yeah.
It's not like the kid has a diaper and realizes it has it on. That's why they wear diapers. They're not shitting in the diaper because they're wearing the diaper. If you take the diaper off, they will still shit and piss. And now they're just going to do that at you while you're playing volleyball or that weird paddle ball thing. They're doing that. They're going to poop and pee. And, yes, the most uncomfortable thing in the world is tiny kid penis coming at you.
No, I don't want any. I don't want any penis coming at me.
It's especially not
tiny kid.
You're laying down on your blanket, minding your business. You sit up to see what's going on, and running at you is a little tiny kid with a fucking Beatles haircut and a fucking like a pinky nail between his legs, running at you.
I'm gonna go on record right here and say that child nudity is the one exception to my wanting to see nudity at the beach rule.
That the tots you don't want to see.
Yeah, toys. Don't want to see them tots. Don't want to see them kid dicks, dude.
Yeah, that's why I think next time that lady straight tits and not tots, because when I think tots, I think the kids. That's not good. She had a couple naked kids falling out of her bathing suit. Nobody needs that.
Yeah.
No one needs that at all. Yeah, that's – what the fuck? That's not good. Stop it. That's you putting – well, if you turn to me and say, well, what's the big deal, Pegger? Yeah, I have a problem with that. Now, do I care when it comes to – now, let me backtrack on one thing to make sure that I don't catch any shit for what I said, because I'm thinking of something now. I don't want to see anybody naked at all. That's just me. Unless it's out of necessity. If you need to feed your child with your breast, I don't care. You're at the beach. If I'm allowed to have a fucking bottle of water and a fucking piece of watermelon, your kid's allowed to have lunch too. I will never care if you're breastfeeding. It doesn't bother me. There's nothing sexual about it. It's just going about your business. I have my meal, then I put my food away. But once you have your meal, put away your food. You don't need to keep tits out afterwards. You don't need to keep kid out naked afterwards. You change your kid. I get it. There's not always places to go change your kid. There are. There are some places that have changing rooms. Some beaches don't have that. If you have to quickly change your child on the blanket, I'm fine with that. If I'm walking towards your blanket and I see your kid naked, that's on me. I walked over there. But if I'm just sitting there and I'm throwing a football with a friend and then running by, can I play? And I look down and just a kid, his dick is out. I don't need that in my day.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. And then it just causes for creepiness. It's weird. I don't know. I don't get why you're doing that. Sorry we're not in a society where everybody's nude. I don't want to see anybody nude. Kid, adult, whatever. But yeah, Bree, thank you. That's weird. And she's right. The whole world's like, everybody in the world's a pedophile. Why are you giving them a pedophile vacation? What are we doing? Don't give them the fucking show.
Yeah, it makes no sense. It's like you're trying to lure a pedophile to your kid.
You buy your kids 1,000 things. I know babies that have shoes. And like, babies can't walk. So if you're buying your baby fucking shoes and you're already wasting that money, buy your dumb baby you can't swim a fucking bathing suit to.
Your kid's running around naked. You're probably yelling its name after. Now this person has seen your kid naked, knows its name.
Chandler, come back here.
Pedophiles are resourceful. Yeah. They could probably figure something out.
They are resourceful. They're very resourceful. And they also have camera. Everyone has a camera on their phone.
Yeah.
Your kid's dick's on them.
Your kid could get took now.
Either it wasn't took. Either it's not pedophile. Even if it's just
his English could get sold.
I'm sitting there with my phone going, look at this sunset. And then walking by his kid dick, and now you're in my sunset shot.
Yeah. Now the feds find your sunset shot and
that's in my
see
phone.
A little kid digging there.
And now I'm in trouble. Yep. And now I'm Jared from Subway because all I wanted to do was get a sunset pic.
Yeah.
Fucking tots. All right, what's next?
Fuck tots, dude.
No, don't.
Yeah.
Here the discomfort in. We don't want you to ever fuck tots.
That made me so uncomfortable that I made a weird noise instead of words. I just went, yeah.
Yikes.
Josh Levinson says, when the water touches my dick, that is an uncomfortable feeling when genitals first.
One time and only one time guest Josh Levinson after that statement. The water, why did he have to say dick?
Because it's the genitals, I guess, but, you know.
I guess. I like Josh, but what the fuck?
No, when the water first hits your crotch, dude, that's something else. I don't like it.
To me, the best. You know when you go into the. One of the things I do like about the beach, you put your foot in the water and it feels cold. Like, uh-oh, this is too cold. Like that kind of water. And then to me, I was always taught as a kid, well, to get rid of that, you just dive in head first. Because once you pop up, your body gets used to the temperature and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
When I would dive back in and pop back up, the first feeling you get after your body all gets used to it is that your lower half stays a little colder than the rest. And shrinkage happens right the fuck.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So water, but in a weird way, I like when water makes shrinkage happen because now I'm not worried about beach boner.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And now that defeats it. So to me, I like when the water's on my dick. If I'm just walking in and wading in and water is just at my waist.
Shrinkage is cool because it's halfway towards the ultimate goal, which is not having genitals to worry about at all.
Just having a belly button in the inside. when I go in the water, if you just walk, those people that just walk in and just stand there waist deep, they can have beach boner. And I don't want that. I don't want water. I don't want the tightness of my bathing suit being on there at all. So to me, I like when the water, my whole body is submerged and I get that. So that part is me uncomfortable, but I can see Josh feeling that way.
Carla Adrian says, not being able to see what's in the water after watching too many episodes of Planet Earth, which is where I'm coming from when I say monsters live in there.
When her and I were chatting, she said, I said, can you please, so we don't forget that, please put that in the comments. Yeah. Because that was, to me, that's the meme. My uncomfortability is that I do know that most things live underwater. There's so much stuff that we just take for granted. And what I think is so funny when people are just like, oh, you know, is it crazy there was a shark there? Like, oh, it's crazy that a shark was at its house?
Yeah.
We're in its house.
I was in a canoe at the beach in Milford one time. Not a canoe, kayak with a friend.
What is the difference?
Kayaks are the little skinny ones where I think the canoes are.
Which one has the hole you sit in?
Damn. Now that I think about it, I don't really know the difference.
Yeah, me either. They're both long.
I was in one of those kind of boats. And
I don't think the Native Americans ever kayaked. I think they canoed.
But the
so then those didn't have little holes. That just had long things.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right,
but a snake literally tried to get into the boat.
Oh, snake! I didn't even think about snakes.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I hate? A beach.
My friend Kelly hit it with the stick that makes it go.
A beach with a marsh. That's the word, like the Hammonassets.
Yeah.
Like they got the marsh and those fucking creatures that are right there. Yeah. You walk by there and there's all the reptiles and amphibians. Not only any of that shit in my life. Snake, fucking snake. Fish, I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that near me. I don't want to swim in that stuff. I don't like that. I don't ever want to be in a cage underwater looking at stuff. I don't get any of that. I don't even like aquariums or those. I don't want any. Those are monsters. I don't want anything to do with them.
When you get right down to it, I just don't want to be involved in nature.
No. That's why we did this. We're inside right now doing this.
Yeah, it's so good. There's a snake couldn't get in here if it wanted to right now.
No, I got steps. I can't do it.
Yep.
But I hate all that. Not even just the animals. But like you're saying, like, even when you watch all the coral reef and knowing all the things that happen and all the seaweed and everything that can just be growing in the bottom, the feeling of that weird ass. Sometimes the sand is like strong where you're walking underwater. You're walking and you can't see your footing,
mm-hmm.
but it's like solid ground. And then you step and it's like poop. And you step in that mush. Oh, the or like I've.
And you're like, why is that like that? Why is that like that and the rest wasn't?
When I was a kid, we went to a beach in Guilford. My mom was like, be careful before you run in. There might be, before she could finish her sentence, I ran in with my shoes off to a jagged rock. Sliced the bottom of my foot open and we had to leave the beach. The second I got to the beach, I cut my foot open and I had these cool Fozzie the Bear shoes that I got from Marshalls and my foot, stopped the bleeding. So I put my shoe back on and it ruined them and Marshalls ran out of Fozzie the Bear shoes afterwards.
Oh no, you couldn't get the Air Fozzies back. No, dude. That back. Fucking sucks.
This big face on the side. It was great. But yeah, it ruined them. But yeah, anything to do with the elements inside the water is that's the worst thing. I love watching that stuff, Planet Earth and all that stuff, but that taught me that I don't like the knowledge I have.
If I could sum that story up in two words, waka waka.
Ah, waka waka. All right, go ahead there.
Nicole Clear says, walking back to my stuff after swimming because I never realized I've drifted several hundred yards away and always think that somebody stole all of my
things. Yeah, you think when I was a kid, we would go to the beach all the time. We would go into the water for a while. And when we came back, you don't realize you drifted over. And you're like, where is everyone I know? Where is everything? You're just fucking discombobulated.
Yeah.
You're thrown off because you move around. You go and you think you understand area. Now, like where my grandfather lived, there was houses behind that. And we knew the houses. So then you go, okay, we're in front of the Thompson's yard. So mm-hmm. we know where we are. But when you're just a regular beach where there's no fucking landmarks behind it, it's just sand and umbrellas and people. And you think you're like, oh, we're next to the blue umbrella with the yellow spots. But then like eight people had that fucking umbrella because they sold it at Kohl's that day or some shit. So you look and everyone has that thing. You don't know where to go, where your placement is. Then you're lost. You're walking around and it stresses you the fuck out.
Yeah.
And you're like, is my shit gone? Where is everybody? I don't know what it is. You don't have a phone on you. And most times in life, we can just call someone. Like, where's our shit? Like, you're not having a phone at the beach. Yeah, I fucking hate all that. And that's like, who wants to get lost after you're wet? Nobody. Well, yeah, anything else?
Getting a lot of repeats right now. And two jokes, and we're out.
How bad are the jokes?
Let's see. When people stare at my glorious belly and man boobs.
Who said that?
James Norrie. And then Peter Pino, the way my breasts point down.
I think Rodney Norman did one of those, too. A lot of people did my body. I'm tired of everyone staring. And I know they were making jokes about their handsomeness.
Yeah, right.
But that kind of goes to the same thing. To say that, okay, this is going to, all right. I don't want to do this, but I'm going to make myself uncomfortable on the podcast without wanting to. It's an app. For some reason, people like my arms.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that people like my arms. In my life, people that know me know this makes me uncomfortable. So, like, my kids and my girlfriend both go, ooh, to my arms whenever, like, I have a short-sleeve shirt or no-sleeve shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
When I go to the beach, I see people staring at them, and I hear them saying that. But it's kind of like, hey, look at that guy. He has, like, good arms and nothing else.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're, like, looking like, oh, yeah, like, you said you have muscular legs. Like, oh, wait, that guy's legs, he must have stole them from a better guy.
Yeah, that's
you
know why I get weird when I get complimented on my cast, because I know the reason is because that's the only thing good they could think of to compliment on me, or they're just so shocked that I have a good thing on me that they have to say something.
Right.
So it makes me more self-conscious.
Oh, yeah. It's worse. So I get people saying staring at you. You're making a joke about the handsomeness, but whatever. I don't like anyone ogling. What's the ogle, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not ogle.
Ogling.
Ogling. Ogle. Any other things about the beach that make you uncomfortable?
I think we covered it all. I just really want to get it out there how much I hate the sun.
No one else is uncomfortable about the beach before we finish this up. The snack shacks.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's
$12 for chicken finger snack shacks.
Or like ice cream sandwich for $6.
Yeah.
It's messy. It's weird. And they're selling it. They're overpricing you. You don't ever care. The biggest fear to me is bringing money to a beach because you don't really have a safe or a secure place. You want to go to the water.
No, you like tuck a wallet in your shoe.
Yeah, you're tucking it in weird places in shoes. You're hoping to keep it there. Or you put it in a car and you're hoping that no one thinks it's in a car. But if I was someone that's going to rob anywhere, I'd go to a beach parking lot and rob cars.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're worried about all money as it is in that regard. So you don't know what to do when you want. So you try to bring your own shit as it is. But if you don't want to bring your own stuff, because you do, especially when you have kids, you can bring all the snacks and treats you want. When the kids see they got SpongeBob ice creams and fun things, you want to be able to get them that kind of stuff, or get snow cones or the chicken finger or the burgers, whatever they have there. You want to eat something on the beach, but it's not even conducive, because once you get the hot food, now you're holding this hot thing, trying to use a plastic fork and knife, you know, or trying to do dipping sauces, sitting at a sandy towel, you know, and you don't know where to. Now you've got garbage, and you never gonna find a fucking garbage can. If you do, it's full because people are shoving it all there. Now you gotta touch the other garbage shit. Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense for them to even have a snack shack. In any way, there. You should just bring your own shit. And it charges a ridiculous amount of money, and they usually don't even have the things you want anyway. And the second you get, like, when I was a kid, you get, like, a root beer, you put it down, you try to, like, put the bottom part, and you try to, like, rub, you know, like, rotate it so it stays in the sand because you're making your own, like, sand coaster to, like, to hold the soda.
Yeah.
But then someone takes one step and kicks it, now there's sand on the top of the lip of your soda thing, and you're sipping sand.
Ugh.
All of it. I fucking hate that. But eating at the beach, all that kind of stuff, just trying to eat there, makes me uncomfortable. But you go there, that's one of your things about relaxing, is I want to be there and eat, whatever.
Just sand grinding the enamel off your teeth every time you try to take a bite of some shit.
Or then people just drinking, they got like their big bottle of wine at the beach, and then like it's empty and you step on a cork. It's just like fucking bullshit.
That's the only way I used to be able to tolerate the beach, probably why I haven't been back since I quit drinking.
Oh, drinking at the beach?
Back is, yeah, I would just get hammered to deal with it.
Yeah, and then that's the other thing that's uncomfortable too, because people are going there. You see the younger, the fuck men that she was bringing up before.
Mm-hmm.
You see them getting all drunk, and you're swimming. You're in the sun. You're getting more hammered just by the elements plus the alcohol than normal anyway. And now you're driving, and you're tired, and you're beat up, and that's always scared the fuck out of me, knowing that people are going to be leaving there all kinds of fucked up. If I'm not going to a beach, I don't like to drive by a beach in the summer because I know the drunks are pulling out.
Yeah.
By the way, without drunks pulling out, I wouldn't be here. But stay in. Come inside, you know. But you got anything you want to push, Dosh?
StashMakita.com for all my comedy dates.
You can find our podcast on a million platforms. The best way to go is to anchor.fm. If you go there, it shows you the 8 platforms it's on there, but definitely you can follow us on Spotify. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. We're on Google Podcasts. I'm sorry, iTunes is now Apple Podcasts, but still find it there. If you go to Anchor FM and you click it, it'll show you 8 different places to go wherever you listen to, or you have a link there as well. Or you can find the link that we share that will be on our Twitter, the Discomfort In Podcast, our Instagram, or Facebook, which we ask that you follow. Eventually, I want to stop doing the Facebook questions on my own page. Right now, it's helping out a lot. All of you, thank you so much for doing that. But I would like to eventually move it to our Instagram or our Twitter. So I'm starting to do that and asking there too. But most of our feedback we like on the Instagram, so you guys can chime in so we can read off what you guys do. So follow us on the Instagram at Discomfort In Podcast. If you have any topics you want to discuss with us, and if you're someone that wants to be on the show and discuss it with us too, we don't mind that. Just message us on one of the platforms. Stash, anything else you
had? One more plug in real quick. Coming out this week, the newest episode of Comedy Fight Club on the Gas Digital Network. You could also get it on iTunes, Google Play, everything. It's a live roast battle show from New York. And I roasted my friend Caitlin Reese last night, and it was a very good battle, so go check it out.
My book, How Not to Start a Comedy, is now in paperback. It is on Amazon for $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Or if that's a little steep for you, if you email me at pedoscomedy@gmail.com and send me your address, you can pay through Venmo or PayPal, and I'll charge you only $20 and send it to you myself. It's over 275 pages of comedy advice and, edits, techniques, all of the mindsets, all things you can use there. It's selling really well. I'm really proud of the thing there. This weekend, on the 6th, I am in West Haven at Randall's hosting a showcase there. And on the 7th, I'm in Granby at Maple View Farms performing with Brian Bowden on an outdoor barn show. It's going to be pretty cool there. Go to paddles.com for all your paddles needs. We thank you guys for listening and for coming to the Discomfort Inn.